It's interesting to note that when we experience suffering, the first word that would come out of our mouth is, why? Suffering is a privation of the good, the loss of something that was supposed to be there, the loss of a friend, family member, the loss of health, the loss of material things. Yet, amid the loss of these things, it reveals our natural inclination toward the good. I want this good. I want to be with this person. I need this person. And so when I lose this or that, begin to look for meaning. Begin to ask, why? Why is a search for meaning amidst our suffering? This search is so great that it can be the difference between life and death. As many of you have heard of the story of Viktor Frankl, he was a psychologist who was captured and put into a concentration camp during World War II. And so he experienced and he saw incredible suffering. Yet with his developed skills of observation as a psychologist, he noticed a particular trait. Those who had lost hope, who had given up on life, who did not show up for work, who did not get out of bed, but were dejected in spirit, tended to be the ones who had died first. In other words, those who lost a sense of meaning to life, gave up on life, intended to be the ones who did not survive. In a way, they had died in spirit before they died in the body. However, those who had found meaning, who looked forward to a brighter day, these were the ones who tended to survive and make it to the prison camps. For example, Viktor Frankl, what motivated him was that he wanted to finish his research. There's another famous doctor, Dr. Conrad Bars, and the motivation for him to survive was his anger. He did not want them to get the sense that they had won over him, that their evil would have triumphed over them, and so his anger pushed them to survive. Indeed, the search for meaning in one's suffering is truly the difference between life and death. After Viktor was liberated from the camp, Viktor developed what he called logotherapy. Logos meaning reason. And so therefore he was engaging in reason therapy, meaning therapy. He was helping people to arrive at a sense of meaning in their suffering. There was one man who had lost his leg in the war, and he was so torn up about it. And when he came to Viktor to get advice, Viktor told him, well, maybe you lost your leg so that your wife did not have to lose hers. The thought never occurred to this man in that way. And he was so impressed by the comment, he picked up his bags and he thanked Viktor Frankl for relieving him of a burden he had carried for so long. Although this is an imperfect reason, it was a meaning that this man found in his suffering. Not just any meaning, but particularly love. He saw how his suffering was a form of love for his wife. How he was bearing the burden, not just meaninglessly, but he bore it for her out of love. So St. John Paul II, we write this, love is the fullest source of the answer, the question of the meaning of suffering. Love is the fullest source of the answer, the question of the meaning of suffering. Suffering comes for us all, there's no doubt about it. But the question for us is this, will we find meaning in it? Not just the meaning we create for ourselves or a superficial meaning, but a true redemptive meaning. Suffering that is imbued with divine love, giving light to the darkness of meaningless and obscurity. That is what Jesus does for us, his passion. Today he prophesies about his suffering and death. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And on the third day, he will be raised. Yet this suffering is not the end all and be all. For he says again, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. Ah, there it is. Love. Love infused into suffering. Love which dispels the darkness and gives meaning to all suffering. Yet this is no ordinary human love. This is divine love, radiating our sufferings with the glory of God to transform it into the means by which we are purified and made fit to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, today and any other day when you encounter suffering, when I encounter suffering, infuse it with the ray of divine love. Because in the face and despair of suffering, it is love that gives the fullest meaning. As the Song of Song writes, as strong as death is love, and yielding as the grave, nothing can quench its flame.